Have you ever heard the expression, I fell down and I can't get up? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. I have a podcast for you and an accompanying article that you can also read. The title of the podcast and article is The Secret to Getting Up When Life Knocks You Down. I know you can relate to this because somehow, some way, you have been knocked down by life. Maybe you've been knocked down by another person, but life is that way. Christians walking in a fallen world walk against the course of this world and the prince of the power of the air, and many other situations and people and circumstances come at us, and we are always walking against it, and sometimes we just fall down. No matter how secure you think you might be or how close to the Lord you walk, you can still fall down. I want to talk about King David today. He was a man after God's own heart. God raised him up in part because he had such a heart for the Lord. But still, he fell down. And it can happen to us, and I'm sure it has happened to you. Hello, welcome to the podcast. This is your Daily Drive, and I am Rick Thomas, and I'm so glad that you are listening to the podcast. Please share it with someone. That would be fantastic. You can share all of our podcasts and you can listen to them on our website. Go to the Find Help link, hover over it, look for our podcast, and there's two, Life Over Coffee and Your Daily Drive, and you can listen right from the website. Maybe you prefer iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud. All of those links are in the right-hand column of the website. On any page, look on the right-hand column. Scroll about maybe halfway down, and you'll see a link that says Our Podcast Network. And you can hover over any of those links, and it will take you to whichever platform you prefer, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio. You can also read this article on the Biblical Counseling Coalition. I write for them, and this article is there. And for those of you who love the BCC, you're welcome to go there. Look for my name, and you'll find nearly a dozen articles at this point. I add two every now and then. But we have a couple thousand of them on our website, so you can come to rickthomas.net. I started to say rickthomas.com. Don't do that. Rickthomas.com. He's a magician in Branson, Missouri right now. He's been in Vegas, been in Branson the last few years. He's rickthomas.com. He makes things disappear. I can't do that. I wish I could make things disappear like sin, but I can't. I'm just God's water boy. I water and I plant and trust God to do the rest, plead with him, pray to him, dear God, please make some of this stuff go away. Sometimes things don't go away and you do get knocked down. What do you do when you fall? When life runs over you and leaves you in despair, how do you respond? Maybe you can look in the rearview mirror and look at your most recent disappointment. How did you respond? How do you get off the mat again? Now, these are tough questions. And it could be that you're thinking, well, I know what the right answer is, Rick, but praising God in tribulation is not how I typically respond. Well, you're in a large company, and I'm in that company too, so I'm not being critical or judgmental. I can commiserate with you, but we want to press on beyond just commiserating. If you have ever been knocked down, you're well aware of the challenges associated with getting up again. I have a text for you. Let's talk about David. Psalm 145, verse 14. Remember that when you are reading our articles off the website, all you have to do is hover over the orange text, the verse, the chapter and verse. If you hover over it, a pop-up box will pop up, and you can read the verse. Whether I've got it written out, the entire verse, or just got the verse title, Psalm 145, 14, you can hover over it, and it'll pop up if it's not written out for you. But Psalm 145, 14 says this, "The Lord upholds all who are falling, and raises up all who are bowed down. That's verse 14. I would encourage you to read the entire psalm. In Psalm 145, God gives us a peek into the heart and the life of David, King David, the man after God's own heart. He was also a man who was significantly knocked down. We get to see David's practical experience of God in his life. David is not extolling God primarily because he had learned about God through his Christian studies. Now, theological studies are necessary for learning about God. I'm not tossing that out. But what David is doing here is he is extolling God because he had experienced him in the crucible of life. It is in the crucible of life where our theology and our experience mesh together, regardless of what our theology may be. But in the crucible of life, at that intersection is where our theology and our experience mesh together. I'm having a hard time saying that. And this shapes us into the people we truly are. Though David was a sincere believer in God, he had sinned grievously against his God. And you know the story. David was one of God's choicest servants who fell hard. David acutely lived through some of the world's harshest experiences. His life, his marriage, his family, and his vocation were all in shambles. And David was the common denominator in all four of those life spheres that had gone awry. King David knew the highs and lows of life, and though God's judgment was on him at times, David knew that God's love was the backdrop of the Lord's judgment. No matter how bleak things became, David lived in the assurance that the steady hand of God would lead him through his darkness. Now, here's a big point that I want to make right now. Psalm 145, I want you to read it. I want you to meditate on it. I would love for you to pray it back to God. I would love for you to share it with a friend. But know this, Psalm 145 is not your story. And even though you can be encouraged by Psalm 145, and you can draw much benefit from this psalm of praise, it is not your story. This song is David's story. To be changed, you must experience your own story. You cannot praise God rightly based on David's story. You must praise God from your personal experience of God. If you have not experienced God personally, the Bible stories will be ways to find encouragement temporarily, but they will be powerless to change you eternally. It's like a good movie. You can live vicariously through the actors of the drama, but at the end of the film, you must go home to your own life. It is when you take God's words, the Bible, and ask Him to work His words into you by the power of His Spirit that you can experience Him in a way that is more than theory. Here's your story. It's not Psalm 145, but it's the gospel. The gospel is your story. David does give you a clue in Psalm 145 as to how you can experience what he has experienced. I read that verse to you a moment ago. It's verse 14. He said, "The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down." God resolved your worst problem in life at the cross and the tomb. The cross demonstrates God's unfathomable love for you. The tomb demonstrates God's incredible power to you. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Profound they are. The Apostle Paul said this, "But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." I trust that is your story, that you have been born from above, that God has regenerated you. The Apostle Paul said, "By grace you have been saved and raised us up," God did, "with him and sealed us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." If God has saved you by his grace, you experienced him in the past when you were at your absolute worst. He picked you up from your hopeless condition, dark, dead, trespasses. That's when he loved you. That's when you experienced God, when you were absolutely at your worst condition. And because God has fixed your worst problem in life, you can now inform your feeble soul that he will sustain you through any other challenge in your life. Did you fall? Did someone knock you to the ground? Be assured of this. You can get up because the gospel says so. You can read Psalm 145, and I do want you to read it. Take time today to read Psalm 145. Be encouraged by David's story, and then remind yourself, this is not my story. This is David's story. It's like sitting in a small group where someone shares their story of victory, where they share how God lifted them out of a horrible pit and set them on a rock. And you can be encouraged. You can be motivated. You can leave that small group, get in your car, go home, and that story can still echo through your mind. But it's not your story. It's not your experience with God. But you do have a story. It's the gospel. And if you have been born again, he has come to you in your worst condition. If you have not been born again at this point, well, you can trust Christ today. And if you need help in doing that, well, we would love to show you the way. And you can have your own narrative, your own redemptive narrative with God. Here's your call to action. Question number one, how does the gospel inform you when you are brought low by life's challenges? Do you bring the gospel to bear? Do you preach it to yourself as you remind yourself of what God did once upon a time in your life? And more than likely, you have many stories of God's redemptive work in your life. And so how does your story, your gospel story, inform you when you're brought low? Number two, though you might not be able to get up at this moment, does the gospel give you that quiet confidence that things will be okay eventually? And this is where I don't want you to pummel yourself. There have been times in my life where I knew the answer, but getting up was not a possibility at that moment. And so don't guilt yourself right now. You might not be able to get up at this moment. But that's not the question. The question is, does the gospel give you that quiet confidence that things will be okay eventually? Number three, though your feelings may not be responding to what you know, begin today to preach the gospel to yourself. Read Psalm 145 right now and ask God to give you a song of praise. And as you read Psalm 145, you'll be writing your own story. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Your Daily Drive is a production of rickthomas.net, a global community that is seeking to live more productive and inspiring lives. If you'd like to learn more about our community, please go to rickthomas.net. rickthomas.net.